We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. And a couple months ago, we had several mental health experts on the show who all kind of said the same thing when it came to how to react to high school seniors who were bummed about not being able to go to prom, not having a normal graduation, all that disappointment. And that was, do not invalidate their feelings by trying to put things into perspective and tell them that there's worse things going on in the world than you missed
your graduation. Oh, suck it up. You're fine, little Johnny.
I think that point should stand true for everyone.
Not just high schoolers.
For everyone. The idea that you're not allowed to complain or vent or express disappointment about something that in the grand scheme of things sure is trivial compared to other things happening in the world is ridiculous and asinine and quite honestly kind of hypocritical when it comes down to it. Like, there's always going to be bad things happening in the world, right? Are there more bad things now? Sure, arguably. But that doesn't mean that your response to someone airing another issue should be to trivialize it and essentially throw that in their face. I had this happen to me earlier in the week. I put a tweet out. I talked about it on the show just a little bit. That I got bit by like 1,000 mosquitoes. We talked about some of the ways to deter them. We talked about some of the ways
I
to make it.
I gave you so much of my skeeter knowledge.
Yeah, all the skeeter knowledge. Sure. I got this response when I put a tweet out just about how mosquitoes are basically terrible and the worst. This person wrote to me, and I quote, "Wait. With Black Lives Matter protests demanding racial justice, coronavirus deaths rising across the U.S., federal agents deployed to harass peaceful protesters, schools struggling to open safely, an economic/employment crisis, you're complaining about golf on a weekday?" And I rest the quote. That's the quote. First off, technically, I was complaining about mosquito bites, but I digress. Nowhere did I say that what I was going through was worse than any of those things. Secondly, me complaining about something else doesn't take away from any of those things. And thirdly, to the person who made that comment, you're complaining about someone's tweet. Why aren't you there saving the world, hero?
Yeah, like that took you probably 3 to 5 minutes to write out.
Doesn't it come off as hypocritical? Oh my God, there's so
Mind you, they didn't hashtag any of those things.
No,
it's not like trending.
They did hashtag them. I didn't want to say the hashtags. They did.
Okay.
So it probably took longer than 5 minutes. But am I wrong for finding that to be infuriating? Like, this idea that everyone always immediately compares everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nowhere did I say...
It's comparing apples to oranges.
Right? Nowhere did I say that this was worse. I mean, it's freaking mosquito
water
bites.
Water to orange juice.
Yeah, I stand by my statement, by the way. Mosquito bites are absolutely terrible. It's awful. Is it worse than all the things going on in the world? No. Also never said that. But I just don't understand why people need to do that. You're putting someone down and you're invalidating whatever they're talking about. Is it a power thing? Is it a... I mean, I don't really get the point aside from just trying to swat someone away like they're a mosquito. We're not allowed to air any sort of grievance whatsoever that's not tied into the most important things happening in the world.
Or the old phrase of like, well, at least you have the or at least you
right. Like, look, when it comes down to it, there's always someone out there who has it worse than you. Almost always. That's life. We get that. There's an understanding. It doesn't mean that you can't be unhappy with certain aspects of things.
Or the must be nice guy.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Sure.
That your biggest problem is a mosquito bite on a Tuesday from your golf outing. Must be nice.
Yeah. Well, why is this necessary? I know your mom kind of reached out about this. Did anyone have any negative reactions to what your mom posted, by the way?
Not to my knowledge.
Was anyone like, with all these other things on, you're worried about movies?
But it's funny to me because she did actually make a point to say in her status, with all the other things going on in the world, like she made a point to say that. Did she have to say that?
No. That's
like,
my thing.
She didn't.
Right. That's exactly what I just thought. It was like, you shouldn't have to. I think that goes without saying. I think that's just implied.
Do you want me to read what she wrote?
Yeah, she wrote. I'm glad, by the way, no one bashed her. Good God.
So this is what my mom wrote yesterday, a little after the show. She said, anyone who knows me knows Max, my son, my brother, is a huge movie lover, and he's presently a senior at SUNY Oswego studying cinema and screen studies. He got his love from movies from his mama, Breezy, that's me. My daughter also is a huge movie fan, so losing our theaters and cinemas would be a huge loss for all of us, but also a game changer for Max's future career. Not to mention the time and money he's put into his education. Now I know there's a lot going on in the world that seems much worse than movie theaters shutting down, but please take a minute to fill out the info so your congressmen know our concerns. Thank you. So she didn't even have to put that last part in.
Yeah.
It's almost just like human nature. It's a defense mechanism
because of the people
that you're talking about, Corey.
Right. Yeah. The heroes. The white knights, if you will.
I mean, my mom is like a literal angel. I don't think anyone would step to her, but
maybe.
It leaves a really bad taste in your mouth, and it's like you can't trust anyone with any information because you're just going to get attacked, and someone's going to jump down your throat.
For the record, I've spoken out about all those other things too. It's not like I'm just pretending they don't exist. We literally talk about all of those things all of the time.
We do.
So
we really do.
It annoyed me so much that they did that. And I like this person.
So you're not allowed to have feelings?
Yes,
now?
I guess. Sorry. If you're not experiencing the worst possible thing right now, then your feelings don't matter. That's what I'm being told.
That's not fair.
I didn't think so either.
And like, for this example of my mom's status, like, she's so right. My brother lives, breathes movies so much to the point that he's surrounding and involving his future career path around such a passion of his.
Yeah.
And like, someone could look at that status and be like, you're worried about movies when people are dying?
Somebody probably thought it. People say that all the time. All of the time. They do that with this show. Oh, you're talking about that when there's this going on?
People call in all the time and say that.
Or text in. Can we have a little more of an open mind that all of these things can coexist in a world where they're not taking away from each other? Right?
But that's the point, Corey.
What harm did I do exactly?
Just by talking about something else for like 0.2 seconds doesn't mean it's any less valid than what we talked about like 5 minutes ago.
Exactly.
We changed topics on the. We talked for 4 hours.
Yeah.
We changed topics every 15 minutes on the show. So is someone going to call in at 9 and be like, I can't believe you're still not talking about what you talked about at 7? Like,
yeah. I mean, with you, Breezy, sometimes we're talking about different things within seconds of each other with your lack of attention span.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.